This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, and welcome back to Adulthood is a Project. It's happy hour.
Woo! I forgot to plug in my applause button for the day.
Oh, I'm like, happy hour. Then I'm like, where's my applause?
It's because I didn't set my full mic up. I'm just now realizing too. Sorry.
No big deal. It's okay. I can go on without the audience enthusiasm today.
However, if you do that.
So Happy Hour is our show that we come to you with about every 2 weeks. We bring a guest on. We just have a drink and we have some unfiltered conversation. So our guest today is Julie.
Hello.
Welcome, Julie.
Thank you.
How are you doing today, Julie?
I really can't complain. Just getting my day going. So, you know.
It's always best to get your day going with a happy hour.
Yeah.
Especially on a Saturday. I mean, I think it's Saturday. So, yeah. You can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning, right?
You know what? Cheers to that. So we normally do have our guests say how they know us. So I don't know if you want to share that, Julie?
Yeah, absolutely. So Charlie sucked me in by being an awesome bartender. And got me sucked into booties for 7 years. So we worked together and
she sucked your booty for 7 years.
It was pretty amazing. 7 years, you know. But you know that 7 year cutoff where, you know, couples start fighting and you're having problems. So yeah.
Yes.
It only lasted 7 years. So yeah, we just became friends. Oh, just hanging out over the years, and then I met Casey on a hike, actually, that about killed her.
Oh, yeah. I was so cranky.
Hey, but you did it.
Just turn around.
You were cranky.
Well, I mean, it was summer, and it was mountain hiking, so it was a little bit different. So, no, you were a total trooper. So, yeah, that's pretty much it there. That's our story.
That's so funny because when I was thinking about it, I was like, what would Julie say? And I'm like, I kicked Casey's ass on the mountain.
Yeah, no. I would never rub it in your face because I don't know you well enough for that.
Man, it's okay. I do enjoy like a hike, but anything that's uphill, I'm like, nah, good. I don't really like this at all.
The cardio part of hiking just isn't your thing.
Keep it flat.
If it's a slow incline, awesome. But
yeah, that mountain is not slow. Well, and you were wearing Charlie's, they weren't even hiking shoes. You had to borrow shoes from Charlie.
Some and
I'm
shoes.
Pretty sure
yeah.
they had a hole in them that you didn't know about. I mean, it was kind of a disaster for you from the start.
forgot about that. I had forgotten to bring any hiking shoes, didn't I?
Yeah, that's. I forgot about that too. Oh, that's so funny.
I'm not always the most prepared packer.
Well, you were probably hoping it wasn't going to happen. if I don't bring shoes, I'm not going to manifest this hike.
Right.
I feel like all you wear is flip flops anyway.
It is. That's yes.
Yeah. So I didn't know you owned other shoes.
Yeah, it's amazing. I do. I do own a few other pairs. I just don't like to let people know about it.
Fair. Because then they expect you to hike. Exactly. That's awesome. So we decided, due to some listener feedback, honestly, listeners, it was Julie's feedback for us. We are going to try to start in a little bit of a theme on happy hours. So we decided our theme was going to be centered around dating and kind of like, not necessarily through the decades, if you will, but I know it's hard to believe if you're watching the video, but us beautiful women are, listeners, you all know Casey and I are in our 40s. Julie, I'm not going to disclose your age because that is, Casey's like, I'm in my 30s.
Proud to be in my 40s. Are you kidding me? I feel hard to get here.
Right? So we thought it might be fun to talk about dating, you know, as here we are in our 40s and we've all gone through some stages in life of dating, 20s, 30s. So we're going to try to do a little theme here today, but in preparation for that, we're going to do a little truth or drink.
Yep, yep.
With dating. So, Julie, you feeling truth or drinkish?
I guess we'll see. I've never played this game before, so let's see how honest I can be.
So, the rule is we'll ask a question, and we all have to answer it. But if you choose not to, you have to take a drink.
Okay.
All right, so sister, do you want to start us off or do you want me to?
Yeah, I can start off. I can start it.
Okay.
Okay. So what is a grown-up version of a grand romantic gesture that you'd actually appreciate?
Go ahead, Charlie.
I don't even know.
Like, I gotta be honest. I've already thought about it just because I came up with the question.
Okay, what was yours?
I am seriously, I'm just like, listen, I just need the day-to-day shit, man. Like, oh my God, you went grocery shopping and fixed supper?
Oh.
Fucking amazing. That's all I need in my life. Oh, you went and filled my car up with gas? Holy shit. That's awesome. Thank you.
That's kind of where I was with that. It is the day-to-day stuff that really, you know, it means something to me and you're not doing it for your own benefit. You don't expect another gesture in return. You actually thought about what would be important to me and you did it, like getting my oil changed. Like you didn't tell me you were going to take my car in. You just took it before I woke up and like, that was amazing. And then you don't expect me to suck your dick afterwards.
But maybe I will.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because you gave the gesture. My brain was on a total other train of thought. And I'm like, I don't know. I guess that they actually like drove to my house and picked me up for a date.
That's good.
So I was like, I'm like, I don't think my head went where your girls did.
That's funny. I'm like, I don't know that I guess I'd have to know for a little while before I would want them to come to my house and pick me up for a date.
Oh, yeah, I meant that too, of course.
Okay. I'm like, I don't want every motherfucker knowing where I live. My show put my trailer.
So why you keep your house mobile?
be parked here next week, damn it.
Pick me up once, he'll never find me again.
Going down the river.
I'm like, I'm parked down at the Walmart parking lot. That's where you can get me.
I don't know if I'd want to date those guys that showed up for that.
For real.
They're probably good for a one-time fling, Julie. I don't know.
Well, okay, that's fair.
On what you girl said, though, I'm like, yeah, I do like that small little stuff. Some stupid, you know, like, oh yeah, the dishwasher already got unloaded or something real simple.
Oh yeah,
it's that.
It's amazing how a guy could get his dick sucked if he would just do a little simple shit, right?
Absolutely. Yeah,
but guys listening, it's not just doing it and then bragging to us about it. Just do it to be nice.
Yes.
Yeah. If you brag about it, then you've lost all our interest in sucking dick.
Yeah, no, at that point, I'm not down.
No.
Well, no, you didn't do it for me. You did it for your own benefit. So that's right. Not romantic, and that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. So just come, you know, here's my address. Come grab my car. Go get it's not good. Not creepy at all. Just come on in. Everything's fine. And now you've turned me on and I'm in the mood.
Yes.
Like, it's really a give situation, I think, is what it comes down to.
It is.
Yeah. So I'm okay. So, but you know what? That's a good one. I like that. Okay, my question, what is something that people assume about your dating life that couldn't be more wrong?
Oh, dude. Okay, so probably not so much anymore, but being in the bar industry for years, and you have to act, right? You're not yourself when you're at work. You put on a face because you need to entertain people. Let me tell you, these people thought that I was crazy. And even one of my bosses said, I'm pretty sure that that I don't remember who wrote the song, but the I dug my keys into the side of your souped up, whatever.
Yeah.
He was like, Carrie Underwood.
There you go. He's like, that song is totally dedicated to you. Like, I bet if your guy messes around with you, that's exactly what you're going to do. I'm like, oh my gosh, you have no idea. Like, I am not that crazy.
You're like, not at all.
And then I keep my guys in line, you know, like, my guys are on their best behavior. I'm like, no, that's mine.
You know what? I could see that based on a work personality for you.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. I wouldn't have thought that, but I'm like, oh, you know what? Work-wise, if I only knew you at work, mm-hmm. I could totally see where people are like, oh, I bet she don't dick around and she doesn't let you. Like, you do you, man.
Well, and you pretty much know my whole life story and the backstory of everything. So you have the in on that one.
Yeah. So when I was doing this, when I wrote this question down, my answer was people assume I have a dating life and I don't.
Oh no.
Go on dates.
Oh, so, I what you classify as a date, Charlie.
What'd you say?
Depends on what you classify as a date.
True. I take myself on dates. People assume like I'm getting hit on and like going out. I'm like, that's not happening at all.
Do you put out on the first date when you take yourself out?
Is that? when I take myself out every damn time. Sometimes I put out before we even go out.
I didn't even have to buy myself dinner first. Yeah.
While you're here, might as well take care of that a little bit.
Skip to the good part.
You get over the jitters really fast.
Yeah. I don't want to spend the whole day nervous about what might or might not happen. Get it out of the way now.
And if the date goes real good, come back in seconds.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Sister, what do you think people assume about your dating life?
Honestly, I don't know that people assume too much. I think the mistake I get a lot is people assume that I'm married.
Oh, you think because you have kids or something?
I don't know. Like, I've definitely had somebody when I, you know, like if I'll say something about like Big J and they're like, oh, that's your husband, right? I'm like, no, we're not married.
Gross.
They're like, oh, you're not? I'm like, do I look like I have a ring on my finger? Like, no, I'm not. We're not married.
Yeah. Like, oh, I bet though, if you were in your 20s, that would not be an assumption.
Maybe. And then maybe if I didn't have kids that are in their 20s,
true,
it would be an assumption.
You have that aura about you, I suppose, that
wifey aura about me.
You do, actually. I can totally see that. Whether you feel put together or not, you definitely come across as very put together, and you definitely put it out there. Like, am I allowed to say the F word?
Yeah.
I'm like, don't fuck with me because I don't have time for your bullshit. And you know, that's usually a married person that puts that off.
I do definitely, like, I am very much like, please don't fuck with me. I don't have time for any bullshit. Like, if I wanted to get hit on, I'd make sure you knew it, but I don't. So,
yeah.
I need that kind of confidence. Like, I feel like I put it out there to people I sometimes find cute, and it just falls flat as shit. Like, I don't even know how to flirt. So if I wanted to get hit on, I don't think I know how to do that. Like, you said you could make someone hit on you. I'm like, I don't, how do you do that?
It's got a lot to do with body language. You're gonna do
body language.
I mean, like, for real though, like, you're gonna do like a little eye contact and look away. You know, like, bite your lip. You're gonna like touch yourself a little extra to lure them over to.
Who are you putting that towards right now, Charlie?
I don't know. We might have a really hot listener that's watching us right now. You guys is like, okay. Damn. Okay.
And then when they do come talk to you, like, you're gonna, you know, of course, do the like little arm pats or whatever.
Oh yeah, the light touching. Okay, yeah.
And you want to make sure you're like drawing attention to yourself by touching yourself, and you answer questions and.
Oh.
Keep their eyes focused.
I can see a whole podcast for this.
Yeah. Do you guys think we should have had classes on this when we were growing up?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
Or every other woman was born with it and I just don't understand.
No, you know what I think it is? Is like, I think you forget sometimes that you're allowed to flirt, if that makes sense. Like, you know, when we were younger, sister, get real. The reason I ended up with my first husband is because you're the one that went and chatted him up for me and told him I was desperate.
I was doing that for you.
Because I didn't do it. I wasn't going to go talk to him.
I really think it was those Calvin Klein underwear.
Yeah, I think that I think that really nailed him.
Casey's first one. She was too embarrassed to talk to him. She thought he's hot. I was like, I'll go talk to him for you.
Okay, I was 15, guys.
Okay, well, I'm just saying there we were. I was giving you credit here because I'm the jackass in the story. Within 10 minutes, I'm in the cutesy, like, little stalking area going, you should check out my cool underwear.
Oh, my gosh.
She was.
Years ago on their wedding, I think was it your wedding or the night before, I'm like, I gave you these underwear. Like, he was dying. I gave them to him. They were clean. It was just a joke.
So you're the one to blame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job, Charlie.
Yeah. You know what? He was cute and produced really cute kids. So I'm okay with it.
I did. I got great kids out of it.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, I think back then, like, I don't know, I think the flirting, you were just more inclined to do it. Whereas now, A, you have to decide if you're even in the fucking mood to deal with somebody.
Right? Like,
and then after that, then you got to be like, oh, yeah, like, I'm allowed to flirt with somebody. It's not like that's off the table for me, you know? Or you have to also be aware that, oh, my God, somebody might actually be flirting with me. I remember the first time I got flirted with, like, after a divorce, I was like, I had no idea this dude was flirting with me until somebody pointed it out. Like, he's flirting with you. What? I thought he just wanted to have a play date with our kids, man. Like, that's fucking weird. Why? Are you sure? And they're like, yeah, man, I think he's going to try to come over to your house. And I'm like, oh. That was not my plan at all there, guys. They're like, you're a fucking idiot. How did you not pick up on that? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, not truth or drink, but do you, ladies, like, I don't want to spread anyone's business here. And I say that because, Julie, I'm like, I don't want to spread your business. The listeners know a lot of ours. I think after you've been married, though, you kind of forget that people might be hitting on you.
You do. I do.
Well, because you totally shut it down when you're married. Like, you can't control what other people do. And if they hit on you, you just make it so that they completely understand that isn't appropriate, right, and it's never going to happen. And then, I mean, your husband stops flirting with you. And in return, you could stop flirting with your husband. Just depends on your situation. And so you're not, it's not even on your radar anymore.
It's true.
But, yeah.
After a divorce, you don't want people to hit on you. You're like, oh, gross. No.
For real.
You just got rid of one.
For real. You are not wrong about that. Like, yeah. Right after a divorce, you're like, ew, boys. Yeah. Gross.
Yeah.
I don't even want to look at another dick right now.
Yeah. Take care of myself.
Yeah.
This is exactly how we became friends, because Julie just has amazing truth bombs that, like, help me think things through in a way that I wouldn't have maybe thought of them before. And I'm just like, you know what, you're right. Because yeah. Right after divorce, you're just like, I don't even think about it, and you haven't done it in so many years anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's so funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, was it my turn to ask a question? I don't even remember.
No, I think it's... I think it's my turn now.
Okay.
Okay. What's the most surprising turn-on you've developed in your 40s?
Dude, I'm laughing because I know Charlie's. And I would never say it. But... Ooh, I don't know. One of you, though, because I'm not really sure I can answer that yet.
I don't want to use the wrong term because this is very new to me. The domineering, like,
dominance, yeah.
Yeah, taking control. Whew. That
You're
is
talking him
what?
dominating. You're talking
Yeah.
about him dominating?
Yes.
Whew. I told you would like that.
I know. I'm like, that is a turn on. And it's even like if you're out, and guys, please do not misunderstand anything we are saying here. Don't ever tell me what I have to do. It's the confidence you have and how you're kind of come across saying something to me that I'm like, okay, I will. Yes, I will do that. Absolutely. Yeah. So yeah, And I had no clue. Probably a good thing I didn't discover it in my 30s, because I don't think the partners I chose in my 30s would have, they would have been shitty at it, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they were so controlling outside of the bedroom that you were like, fuck you. You are not controlling me there. Gross.
Girl, yes, you are not wrong about that, for sure.
But you also, in that whole domination thing, it only stays sexy when they read your body, and that is such a delicate balance. Oh, but yeah, that's the best.
That is true too, because then they're like, are you not liking this? I'm like, you are not doing it right, and you're not reading my body. So yeah, now I'm like completely turned off. Like, is this isn't working
right?
So right. Yeah, what's yours, ladies?
Oh man, you know what's weird is I don't know necessarily that I have, like, I'm just discovering it or anything. I think that's my hard thing is I think it's gotten like more, Jesus Christ, man, I don't know what it is, but watching a guy take his fucking belt off, I just can't. Oh.
You want him to spank you with it?
I did. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, he's taking it off. Oh, Jesus. And the way they just like whip it out, I'm like, oh. What are you going to do with that?
That can't be really hot. Yes. Dude, that can be really hot.
Oh my God, like, I've always thought it was pretty hot, but like I've gotten to the point where I'm like, it's almost uncontrollable for me.
Oh.
Like fucking uncontrollably hot. I was like, oh God, please don't take your belt off in front of me. Like if.
I don't even wear a belt around me. Ripping that belt out. Then he tied my hands up. Like, stop it.
Oh God! Don't like, tease me right now, okay?
So I'm like, we're gonna pause this recording. We'll all be right back.
Do you think they have porn sites for women about, you know how they have all those fetish sites for everybody? You think there's one out there for guys whipping off their belts?
Oh man, there has to be.
Originally, I was like, yeah, it's called Bellessa Films, and it's porn for women by women. But I don't know that they have a ripping the belt off one.
I would never get off of it. I'd just be like, oh my God. Oh, look at him. He got his belt off.
Now every man knows how to get in your pants, Casey.
It's pretty easy.
You are making our mom so proud with this episode.
Maybe she'll just skip this one. Fingers?
She's like, I cannot listen to this.
Whatever. She'll be like, I totally get it. I love watching take it.
Oh, that would be awful.
I was like, I don't even want to call our mom out, but I'm like, we didn't, I mean, we came by these feelings kind of naturally, is where I'll put that.
Oh,
Wait, Julie, what's your unexpected turn on?
I can't. Nothing is unexpected. I've had the same turn-ons for quite a while, and I've always known it was that you know what to do with my body and you go for it. That's just, and you know before you even actually get super physical that that's how it's gonna be, and that anticipation of like, oh, you are fixing to rock my world, buddy. Bring it on. So yeah, I don't have any unexpected ones. I've always known that about myself, but.
Okay, so, man, I find maybe not unexpected, but I was like, we have a friend that I find guys doing manly stuff hot as shit.
Yeah.
And like, you've seen that meme of, hey, I know you're drilling that into the wall. You can drill me next. Kind of, I'm like, yeah, I feel that way. But we have a friend that I was like, dude, put your hat on backwards. You look so sexy with your hat on backwards.
Oh,
And
yeah.
he's always like, would you girls leave me alone? He is married to a friend of mine. So all of a sudden, I sent him a, he was like, hey, I did this stuff around the house. I'm like, but did you have the hat on backwards? Because he's like, didn't get my dick sucked. I'm like, but was your hat backwards or did you just do it normal? Like, it didn't count.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
We're trying to give you pointers here, man.
Exactly. I'm like, put your hat on backwards, man. God.
It is the backwards hat, right?
Right, like who knew that was gonna be a turn on?
I know.
I mean, imagine Big J walks in the house with his hat on backwards and he rips his belt off. God, dude. I'm done.
I'm not leaving for a while now. Sorry.
What if he had a belt on the hat? Would that
Oh my God. See if he tries it. See if he tries it, maybe.
We're gonna need to report back on this one. I'm now really like, I don't think I have his number. I'd text him real quick and let him know. Like, grab the belt and the hat today. It's a good one.
Gonna have a real good day if you just have your belt and your hat, buddy.
Yeah. Not where I thought this might go, but I will say, we talk about it in our like perimenopause episode where I'm like, dude, I'll be man, am I am like on one these days, like a freaking teenager where I'm like, oh yeah, I'm ready to go. That's all it takes. Throw a hat on backwards and grab a belt. I'm like, let's roll. Like, especially if you just filled my car up with gas. Stop it.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, man.
Like, here we go, man. It's gonna be a good day.
Yeah.
It's the simple things, fellas.
Simple stuff.
Simple things for sure.
Don't go trying to taking the belt off move if you don't know how to do it right.
True.
Don't do that.
That is
Gentlemen.
the mistake many men make.
Oh,
and the pulling the hair one, that one kills me. Like, if you don't know how to do it and you're not able to learn, just don't do it because I'm sorry, but a little pony ride is not what I'm looking for here. I'm looking for a full-on grab the hair. Where do you take lessons for that?
I don't
I
know. Yeah, there's got to be a, I mean, there these lessons need to happen because the lesson for like choking, I mean, come on. If you're not
know.
gonna do it right, get the fuck away from me.
Yeah.
Agreed. And
Yeah.
it's like, yeah, if you're choking and you're doing like, you're like, that is not how this was supposed to go. And then you're like grabbing my ponytail like this, like that. Okay. Like,
Like you're a fucking horse or something. Yeet, giddy up. I'm like, all right, reverse cowboy, you want to say, or cowgirl, you want to say, giddy up. Not when you're pulling my hair.
This is not working.
No.
Oh, Jesus.
We can found our new venture, girls. We can start sex classes for dudes.
I like it.
Get a couple of our AI generated dolls.
Dude, well, what's so annoying is that they have like all the magazines that have always come out and like all this stuff geared is always like how to please your man and how to do this and how to, you know, their introduction is Playboy,
Right.
which is geared for them. It's not geared for us, so where is all the information out there for them, for us? Because we're way more complicated to please than they are. Are you kidding me? All you have to do is look at theirs and they get off.
That's true.
I
For
don't
real.
know, it
Actually,
takes a little know-how.
why aren't we teaching them at such a young age what women actually want? Like, Playboy, you got it all wrong.
That's for
Yeah.
your spank bank. That is not for actual intercourse.
Yeah. And only had they started out on a different, like, here's what women really get turned on by, we would have had a whole different generation of men getting raised, right? Like, knowing how to treat a woman.
There is this guy. I wish I don't know who his name. And I think I've sent you like one of his funny reels, but he does do like random reels where he's like, "Okay, guys, like let me have a conversation with you
The
about."
Scottish guy?
No, not the Scottish
Oh,
guy,
I'm
dude.
like, oh, I've seen a lot of his reels.
Yeah, no, like he's yeah.
Oh,
But no, gosh, dang it. I think it's the guy where I sent him to you. He had a reel about like if a lady's having a problem, there's two different things that you can do to solve it. Food or sex. Like fucking right. Like that's about it.
yeah.
But anyway, this guy, he actually does have like some reels where he's like, I'm gonna teach you guys exactly how to put your fingers, and the fact that you need to push down on the abdomen, like, and he does the whole like, if you will do it like this, you see how my fingers light up. I'm like, yes, sir, I do. That is correct. That is the correct form right there. Okay, how do we promote this guy better?
Dude, I
I'm
don't
like,
think you sent me his reel, but now I want to watch it.
don't worry, I'll find him. I'll find him
Okay.
for you, cause he comes across my stuff a lot, and I'll be like, that's fucking right, sir, right there. Yeah, that is how I want to be stimulated. But he's not doing it like our Scottish guy that talks about like he's doing it to be like fucking hot, like, and I'm like, oh, he turns me on. This guy's
Know.
doing it to be like, hey, gentlemen, you're fucking morons. Let me show you
Smart.
what you need to be doing correct. I'm like,
I'm with Julie. We need to promote the shit out of this guy.
absolutely. Yeah.
Love people to be use
I'll find him.
that information, if we find him, we'll throw a reel on the comments or something.
Promote him on every social platform you have. Like, guys, right here.
Right here. Ding, ding,
Selling those.
ding, ding, ding.
I mean, you said it straight off the bat when you're like, it's when a man knows what he's doing with you.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we've lived some life. I've lived some life. And I will tell you, like, there's only a handful of people that I'm like, yeah, they knew what they were doing.
Yeah. Oh, instead of your contract before you go out with somebody, you need to make it so he has to watch this guy.
That's a great idea, dude. I mean, did you watch the video I sent you?
Did you watch that?
Please sign here.
Yeah. We don't need letters of recommendation from your ex anymore. We need you to watch this video.
We just need to know you can learn. That's really all we're looking for here.
That means follow direction. Like that. Okay, I'm gonna keep roll. My next truth or drink is, what is your most embarrassing walk of shame story?
Oh.
And I can totally go, because obviously, again, I made the question, so I knew what I was dealing with this one. You guys, one time, it was... I want to give the whole backstory, but it's really just making an excuse for my choices. So, not the point of the story. End up the situation. And... get up in the morning and he's like, oh, my mom's making breakfast.
Oh no.
I'm like, no, this has not happening. Well, grandma was over too. So, while I'm waiting on my, like, I think Lyft was around then or a taxi. Don't even remember. This is a while back. I have to sit there and wait on my ride to come pick me up. And then not only is that whole thing happening, I get home to my house and my neighbor is out front. He's like, good night, Charlie. I'm like, yes. And I looked at my neighbor. I'm like, did you met mom and grandma this morning? He goes, no, you did not. I'm like, it was the worst. 100%.
That's horrible.
Are you hungry? Absolutely not. No, I did. No. I have an appointment this morning. Gotta go.
That's rough.
How old was he?
I 30s.
Jesus.
I know.
Get out of mommy's house.
Yeah, and I don't think it was a situation where he was like helping his mom out. Like, I think he lived at his mom's.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I don't want to make excuses for my choices. They were not where they should have been. Clearly, definitely had a few drinks involved and didn't ask enough questions.
Yeah.
It happened. That
happened.
Yeah. It was bad. And then the neighbor didn't let me live it down for a year easily. He's like, you going out today? Some guy to be picking me up for days. He's like, do you live with your mom? I'm like, oh my God, Steve, like, shut up. I'm like, quit talking to these people.
Oh God.
Yeah. So that was mine.
That was funny. I don't really know that I have any like walk of shame stories.
Oh. Are you girls going to make me be the one that I'm the only one of us that had one?
No, I was racking my brain. I did come up with one. Because I was.
Oh, good. I'm like, good God, you guys. Not a hat and a belt gets Casey going all damn day. Jill's like, just put oil on, change my oil, and I'm good to go. And I'm like, I guess buy me a beer. I'll meet your mom.
No, dude, I mean, come on. It's like, when would I have had the... I mean, I had, like, a few friends with benefits or whatever, like,
in my mid-20s.
True. But
either that was already, like, if it happened at my house, like, they were the ones that did the walk out.
And they were not walking out with shame, guaranteed.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, it wasn't ever like the next morning. I'm like, okay, we are done. Go. Bye-bye now. But in like, and it's like, it's not like I was spending the night anywhere. You know what I mean? Like, no, I was like getting done and all right, bye now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, except kids or whatever, I guess.
Yeah, I had like, I had to get home and be a responsible adult. So that didn't happen.
It's okay to not have those stories.
What is? I'm shaming you for not having one. Okay. Wait, though, Julie, did you come up with one?
I did. And I can't believe that I'm actually going to say this for anyone else to hear because it's so embarrassing. And I've never actually told anyone this story, not one person.
Okay, I've got to remind you one more time. We don't edit these usually.
I am aware, and I wouldn't say it if, I mean, just, I'm like, I don't really have funny ones because most of mine that I could think of were where I didn't actually sleep with them, but I was embarrassed that I even got to their room. Like, how the fuck did I end up in your room?
Yeah. Or,
you know, whatever it was, but I didn't actually sleep with them. So those were the only ones I could think of, except this one I was so young and I was brand new to the bar industry working as a cocktail waitress, and I happened to run into this guy that I worked with at a different club, and I didn't even like him. Like, he was so cocky, but not the attractive kind of cocky, just like, dude, you really have nothing to be cocky about. But I mean, I didn't have nights without my son very often because I was a single mom, but he was spending the night at his grandma's, so I was out. And anyway, we end up drinking a lot. I'm far away from home. He lives close. So I go back to his house. First of all, he brought his friend and they tried to have a threesome. I'm like, yeah, that's not happening. You can go. Yeah. And then it was like, I had cut myself shaving and they were like, oh, party foul. Like, you cut yourself shaving. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? But I ended up having sex with him anyway. And let me tell you, I know, it gets better. Yay.
But wait, there's more.
No, yeah, I had to pee really, 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 really bad. And at this point, like, I haven't had experiences like this before, and so I'm not really sure what to do. Like, what do I just stop while he's, you know, doing his thing, and I'm going to get off and go pee? So I didn't, and all of a sudden, he's like, wow, you're really wet. He was like, I'm doing a really good job, huh? And you're really wet. And then he finally stops me. He was like, my bed is soaked. Oh my God, did you just pee on me? I'm like, oh my God, he totally just peed on you. Oh, man. So yeah, we didn't actually finish. He was not as grossed out as I thought he would be, because I was like, I am so sorry. Like, I'll clean your bed. I'll buy you new sheets. He's like, why didn't you just tell me you had to go to the bathroom? I'm like, I didn't know how to say stop. Like, yeah. So, yeah, after that, he had to take me back to my car. So that was awesome. I don't even remember. Like, I think he put a towel down on the seat and didn't even give me anything else to wear.
What the?
So I drove home in my pee clothes.
He's like, you're gonna go piss pants.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, and he's the best.
Like, he needed to be pissed on, man. Like, he sounds like the kind of guy that I'm like, he deserved the piss.
Well, in retrospect, absolutely. But here's the thing, I worked with him, so do you think he kept that to himself?
No. Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
So the bartenders had a really good time with that when I went back to work. was awesome. So yeah.
And you're like younger, so you don't even know how to like stand firm. And you're like you like Casey's like, he probably deserved to get pissed on anyway. Nothing.
Oh, he totally did. But yeah, I was like,
You would have known how to harness that as a 20-year-old and been like, I don't even care that I piss on him. Like, we all know he's a jackass.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But you could have flipped the script and
I could have, but no, I haven't thought about that in so many years to even dissect that and flip the script, because I think I just erased it from my memory until this very moment.
God, yeah, I can imagine, right?
Yeah. Fun stuff. So, yeah, I did the golden shower before I knew it was a thing.
You're like, that's my OnlyFans. Oh, wait, that wasn't around then either. Damn it.
He did try to sleep with me again, though.
No,
oh, my God.
I was like, absolutely not. And I can't believe he's coming back for seconds.
I was so bad. Like, no.
Yeah.
Julie, all I'm saying is round two could have meant number two.
Oh, my God. Why did I not think of that? Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you try it, dude?
Now the hot plate. I probably would now, but at the time.
Wait, is it called a hot plate?
They call it a hot plate, yes.
Oh, my Lord.
Isn't it sad that there are things like that? They have names because people do them.
Yeah.
I know.
So gross.
Yeah. Anyway.
Julie's looking up that guy's phone number as soon as we're done and be like, you know what? I'm going to give him round two. Sorry, bitch.
I forgot his name, so I'm comfortable with that.
Damn it.
It's not even worth remembering his name.
It was not my question, but I was, now that you say that, I have so many. Let me rephrase that, audience. I'm a handful of people. I'm like, I do not know their name. I'm like, ooh, bulldozer. Yep. Okay. Oh, cool. Yep.
Okay. His name was never happening again.
Yeah. The story I told earlier, like, guy that lived with his mom. I'm like, yep. I don't even know if I ever knew his name. Not gonna lie, that was bad. That was probably one of my lower moments in life, that one for sure, but they don't all deserve to get their names remembered.
Absolutely not.
But as I've aged, I'm a little more particular about those choices.
Well, you learned boundaries eventually.
Yeah, we're still learning them, my God, but yeah.
Boundaries and self-worth and self-respect, and yeah, that's all playing out.
Yeah.
It takes time.
I'll tell you, though, sometimes it really sucks, like, as we've gotten older, like, yeah, I'm, like, feel like I'm back in my 20s, well, teens, really. And I'm like, dang it, dude, I want this really bad, but now I got self-respect and boundaries, so I'm not just taking anyone home.
Yeah.
I got to do all the work myself.
Oh, it definitely cuts down on that.
Yeah. For real. Oh, God. Okay, did we get through did you do all your questions?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I did mine too. Now I'm looking at our time. I'm like, because I've been dying laughing so much. I'm like,
I know.
Making funny. Is there anything we need to discuss or would like to discuss before we wrap it up, though? We are hitting our time. We try to keep it at a certain time limit, obviously, because we don't only have so much time in our lives.
Right.
I think I'm good.
All right. Julie, anything you'd like to throw in a dating?
I just wish that we had learned earlier and that guys had a better way of learning our bodies, because, you know, part of that's our fault because we don't speak up, but sometimes, well, a lot of times when we do speak up, they're not actually listening.
You know what's funny is, I will say, like, also, I've had it happen more recently where, like, I am getting hit on by these young fellas, which, first of all, I'm like, honey, you're my son's age, okay? I'm not trying to take you home.
And you barely know where to put it.
That's my whole thing is, I'm like, I've slept with a 20-year-old before. I'm good. You know what I mean? Like, honey, if you really want to take this for a ride, I think you're just, maybe they're just trying to learn. Maybe that's what they're reaching out for, is they want the sex classes that we were thinking about offering. But I am not in the mood to take you home and teach you what to fucking do, sir. No, quit hitting on me. Go home. Where's your mama?
Like, I've already trained multiple men. I am not about to work on a little boy. Well, well done.
I would love if they have not made that mistake, but people know me, so things have happened. Not going into any details past that. No, I definitely not. Have hit a point where I'm like, if you're pretty much under the age of like 35, don't even talk to me. Like, you at right now. Hit me up 4 years ago. I might have said something different. But now I'm sorry. There's no way. I do not have the patience to train you, because I'm now learning I like the domination. I want you to train me.
Yeah.
I'm done doing the work.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But there... Dude, guys are like, those videos are going around all the time for the reels now of, I like my girls a little bit older.
Yeah.
And they're hitting on that whole cougar thing. I'm like, So, the reels not cracking up.
They might be like touching their arm, just whatever, but I don't, you know what? No, I don't want to take you the fuck home. Go away.
I'm not going to call you out on what you reels you sent me the other day.
Shut up.
She actually got embarrassed.
What's that kid's name? I don't know.
You really want me to say it?
He's a cutie, but I mean, I think the whole conversation was, I'm like, I know, I'm kind of like, does your mom know you're out?
It was. That was the conversation. We're like, this kid is so cute. And then Kane's like, I feel like I should let his mom know that he's like doing these things.
What is the kid's name?
Max McNown.
Yeah.
I didn't know you had brown eyes like the pretty Jesus. Spend your Friday nights at home.
Yeah.
He's a cutie. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. I'm wrapping this up. I'm going to just go for hours at this point.
We should stop.
Yeah. Julie, thank you so much for being on with us today. We have enjoyed it so much.
Me too. And I was so freaking nervous, and you guys just made it so much more comfortable. So thank you for that.
Well, that was our goal. Yeah, you did fantastic for sure. And we've appreciated you being on here. And yeah, just glad, I'm glad we made you comfortable. So
yes,
we got to
yes.
work on that. So yay. All right. So audience, thanks for joining us for Happy Hour. We're so glad you did. Hope the rest of your days are all amazing. And until next time, cheers to you.
Cheers. Oh, I can't reach my drink. I'm sorry.